This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Extraordinary place,
the
anyway.
Stars and stripes.
Okay.
And the eagle flies.
That'd be the USA. How are you? Glad to have you along on What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Henham. Kevin Flynn is here. Another hour of the program we call What's on Your Mind for a reason. You can tell us 701-271-1100. Love to hear you call us or fax us. Fax us. Where'd that come from?
Wait, what? What's that?
Trying to say text us, and somehow yeah. I said fax us, for crying out loud. Yeah, I had a slippage back to the dark ages.
Vintage brain.
When's the last time you faxed somebody something, anyway?
Yeah, right.
Remember when those first came out?
An email. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
why don't you fax me? That was pretty high tech. Yeah.
Remember, you take the phone, you take the phone receiver, and put it on the little two little suction cup things that held it, and it would dial up, and
yeah,
you dial it, and beep, it'd go through the tones thing. Oh, remember all of it?
Where are all the fax machines? Do you suppose are they like on an ash heap of history somewhere?
They're with all the Commodore computers and the rest of
the Commodore.
You go. The TVs they could bury you in, all of that stuff's in the somewhere.
Anyway. Text, not fax. Text us at 701-237-1590. That's what I'm trying to tell you. 701-237-1590. You can text us at. Or you can email studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Bottom of the hour, we'll tackle some other news headlines you might not have heard about. More on Pete Buttigieg. And trying to get those politically correct
crash test dummies.
It's almost just inconceivable that he spends time on trying to get the gender the gender-specific crash test dummies going. You know, just
you know, they do them, and when it comes to crash test dummies, apparently they know the difference between a man and a woman. You know, and they can identify a woman with size and all that stuff, but they can't do it in real life, apparently. It's quite odd.
Yeah, it is. And he's quite odd, but we'll tackle that more. I want to start this hour with a conversation with Tim Murphy. Tim is a psychologist, actually a licensed psychologist specializing in psychological trauma. And he is a former member of Congress as well. He's written a book called The Christ Cure, 10 Biblical Ways to Heal from Trauma, Tragedy, and PTSD. Dr. Tim Murphy, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's wonderful to be with you. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah. Congrats on the new book. What is The Christ Cure?
Well, it's a book about helping people deal with, as it says, trauma, tragedy, and PTSD. I'm a psychologist. I also served in the Navy for 8 years working in a traumatic brain injury, post-traumatic stress disorder unit at Walter Reed Hospital. And I'm in a private practice now that also treats veterans and first responders. So traumatic events are those where it's life-threatening to us, or we are an observer to that, or we're someone in our family has had some terrible tragedy that has occurred. It's not having a tough day. It's not seeing a scary movie. It's a real threat to us. But also I will add to that list, if we've had some major events happen in our lives, like the breakup of a marriage or financial disaster or things like that. This can be natural disasters that can be self-inflicted ones. But what happens is those have a devastating impact upon us, and actually a physical impact. Our brain actually changes when we've undergone a traumatic event. The architecture changed. The parts of our brain remain hyper alert, the ones that want to protect us in fight or flight. Our memory begins to fade. We have terrible relationships. Sleep is a problem. More aches, more pains, more our immune system's broken down. And the way we generally treat that is with medication. You know, the veterans' hospitals and other places give out medication. But medication can change how you feel, but it doesn't change how you think or how you behave. And also doing talk therapy, like I do as a psychologist, can be very helpful. But I just have to come to admit over the years and the decades that I've been doing this, and also what research bears out, is that those who have a strong religious faith, incorporating that as part of their getting better, there is a healing that takes place. So the inspiration for this book called The Christ Cure is that in going through some of my own difficulties in life, heck, you know, we all have to admit we mess up, right? Going through my own difficulties in life really began to turn more back towards the Bible, and particularly fascinating with the life of the Apostle Paul. Here was a guy one day is hunting down Christians, you know, stoning them, imprisoning them, et cetera. Bright flash of light. I mean, he changes. And the people who used to be his friends now are not. And the people who used to hunt down, he's now going to get them to trust him. And in his lifetime, he did things like he was kicked out of town after town. He had to escape for his life. He was stoned and left for dead. He was whipped 39 lashes 5 times, beaten with rods, shipwrecked, bitten by a snake, imprisoned, rum in prison, sentenced to death. And the point is that any one of those probably could have broken any of us. But he kept going back and saying, what was it that gave him tremendous fortitude, persistence, and endurance to not only endure this, but to really emerge as one of the most remarkable persons in the history of civilizations and its influence? So I thought, I got to find a book about this. And it turns out there was no book about how you can take psychological principles and learn from biblical characters like Paul and also contemporary folks that I've known. And I combine this all into a book. Called The Christ Cure, 10 Biblical Ways to Heal from Trauma, Tragedy, and PTSD. And I just say one last thing. I say, this is a book for the broken and the people who love them. So many, many people know someone who's had a terrible tragedy in their life, natural disaster, war, police, fireman, paramedic, whatever. But many times when we are the ones struggling with this, we're not so keen at admitting we've got problems. And sometimes it's a family member that wants to help us. So it's also a handbook for them, too. This isn't a beast novel. This isn't something like that. This is more of a guidebook to help people go through this process of healing.
70% of American adults have suffered trauma at some time in their lives. And
exactly.
About a quarter of those, it'd be 40-some million people, would develop temporary post-traumatic stress or suffer long-term post-traumatic stress disorder with, of course, everything that comes with that, anxiety, nightmares, flashbacks, avoidance, and disability. What's avoidance, by the way?
Well, avoidance is social avoidance. Just don't want to be around other people. Many folks like this will isolate. I knew a Marine, after coming back from combat, he basically just stayed in his bedroom, covered up the windows with camouflage tarp, had no TV, rarely used his cell phone, stayed in there, but he would get mailed his monthly medications from the VA. And it was really a matter of making a house call and talking to him that helped break out of that. But people, that's one of the reasons why marriages break up so much and so many will turn towards drugs or alcohol or gambling or whatever the vice is to try and numb or self-medicate them their way out of this. But this is everyday folks. This is the salt of the earth folks like who are your listeners, people who believe in America, want to be strong, but we also have to know that even the best can have a break point. Our best soldiers, our best policemen, our best paramedics, everyday citizens, the doctors, the emergency rooms, we all have that break point. It's a matter of how to call for help without saying I'm a failure.
And how about anxiety? We hear so much about anxiety, especially in kids, but you don't often hear a description of it. What are the symptoms of anxiety?
Well, anxiety is that persistent apprehension about the past or worry about the future. Something's going to go wrong. You can have physical symptoms such as rapid breathing, chest pain, heart palpitations, sweating, a panic attack. You think something terrible is going to happen. But anxiety can also be just going through the day and always the thoughts that fill our minds or the worries. Something's going to some doom or gloom is going to hit us on that. And it keeps us from being able to focus on our job, to do our work and our relationships, et cetera. And the thing about this that really hit a lot of MLS student countries, quite frankly, was the COVID isolation. That telling kids you couldn't go to school, you couldn't talk to each other. We know now that being outside was the best thing, but we told people you couldn't even go outside. And this is a big part of the reason why so many adolescents is now that suicide is the number one killer. The depression rate and anxiety rate doubled for them. Suicide rates climbed. Drug abuse, drug deaths rose. We don't have enough people to handle the mental health problems in America. But quite frankly, you know what every town has that may not have a psychiatrist, psychologist, but you know what it has? It has a church. And there's clergy there, although most clergy say, I don't quite know how to handle this. So I also see this as a guide to help clergy, help understand how to do this. It's a way of, I see, of restrengthening America by getting us back to things that we all know can help us, and faith is a big part of it.
A book that can guide readers through a path of true restoration. The book is called The Christ Cure. More of our conversation with the former Congressman Tim Murphy, now Dr. Tim Murphy, always has been a psychologist in addition to his service in Congress. We'll chat more when we continue after this on What's on Your Mind. Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Mind coming to you from the PetroServe USA studios, brought to you today in part by our friends with Home Cooking and Grab and Go Convenience waiting for you today. Swedish meatballs or lasagna in Valley City might be worth a trip on I-94, exit 292. In that Valley City, Swedish meatballs or chicken tenders at West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Pulled pork at 12th Avenue and I-29. Lasagna downtown Fargo, MP Avenue. Salisbury steak in Glendon. Stuffed green peppers at the Yulin location at PetroServe USA or pulled pork on 45th Street in Fargo. Text questions welcome. Calls welcome for our guest, Dr. Tim Murphy, author of The Christ Cure, 10 Biblical Ways to Heal from Trauma, Tragedy, and PTSD. The texter says, do you advocate for your kind of Christ Cure therapy instead of medication, Dr. Murphy?
Well, no, it's actually all the above. It is part of the whole aspect. Medication can be very helpful, and many people are on that. But I also know when it comes to really healing, a person has to come to grips with whatever else they can do. If we rely only on medication, we don't feel really empowered. And one of the characteristics of people who felt trauma in their life, they feel like, I have no control. I can't do anything about it. But here's something that's really important. Yes, we cannot change the past. What has occurred to us or what we've inflicted on ourselves is there. And part of our healing is accepting it's there. But part of it also is to work on understanding that we're not shamed, we're not broken, we're not a mistake of creation, and there is room for forgiveness in our lives and hope and healing moving forward. And quite frankly, what faith allows us to do in this, and when we look at how biblical characters have handled trauma, like Job, he lost everything, or Gideon, who was this coward who ended up leading troops to victory, or David, who kind of broke every Ten Commandments but became the lineage that led on to Christ. The point is there's things we can do, how we think about the world, how we change our perceptions of things, how we learn to forgive others and ourselves, and how we bring prayer into that process, too, is treating the whole person. And quite frankly, staying physically active, eating right, sleeping right are part of it, too. All things I lay out in my book, it's not simply a matter of, well, you got to pray harder, you got to do this or that. No, it really is a whole person thing, but books don't talk about that, and certainly psychology books are afraid to talk about it. People become kind of Christophobic, where it's almost wrong to talk about a religion or faith in today's world. But I know that that can be part of the healing process.
Another question from a listener, and by the way, others welcome at text 701-237-1590. Or if you have a question you want to ask Dr. Murphy, you can certainly do that as well at 271-1100. And you just spoke of one version of what this listener has in the way of a question. Do you find your positions controversial in your profession? I once had a counselor who refused to have any discussion of religion whatsoever in my sessions. I quickly switched counselors.
Yes, it is, because most counselors were taught don't talk about religion or politics in session. But the thing is, studies on those who have a religion or religious belief or faith, over 60% of them want their counselor to talk about that. I mean, after all, if part of what therapy is to say, you know, come to terms, honest terms, be humble, ask for forgiveness from people who you've harmed, forgive those who've harmed you, manage to have faith and trust in the world, that's what religion is about. That's what faith is about. These things have been taught biblically for thousands of years. Why would we ignore that? I think what happens here, though, is that many people, many counselors, they know nothing about it, and so they refuse to talk about it. Or quite frankly, about a third of counselors themselves are agnostic or atheist. But if you want to see religion as part of your life, you need to go to someone who also ascribes to that. So, and in our nation, there's a rebirth, there's a regrowth. When you look at the most popular movies now and what's coming out, people are understanding again, the way our culture has gone in the last few years, let's ignore religion, let's attack Christianity, let's attack all religions, keep it out of schools and everything. Well, you got to wonder, does that have some role in the increase of anxiety and depression? We're just giving people more drugs and saying, well, try marijuana, try other things there. And there's something missing in our life. As an ancient philosopher once said, we all have a hole in our heart in the shape of God. I'm not trying to preach here. I'm not trying to say, you know, come down to the river and let's get baptized. But I'm saying it's a part of it we ought to welcome, we ought to pay attention to, because it is part of healing.
And as you say, is time-tested for thousands of years. So that's a good reminder of that. I don't know what there is in the way of scientific research on this, but I would imagine that, like in many things, if you include an element of faith in it, your chances of success go up considerably. Would that be right, Dr. Murphy?
They do. There, I want to tell you an image of this. It's interesting that where I'm talking to you, you mentioned I-94. You'll have to help me with this. But I remember traveling when I was in college through, is there a town called Eagles Nest out that way? In North Dakota. But I remember going on I-94, and it was dawn. And off in the distance, I remember close by me in the plains was fields, perhaps of wheat or something, and of gold. And in the distance was this storm, the massive thunderhead clouds, and you could see the gray veil of rain. But rising up behind that was the sun. And I think, you know, that's what we have to understand life is about. We have this storm around us. We have the storm we see confronting us. But our faith is giving us a way of seeing that there is something over the horizon that's rising, that's beautiful, and being part of our life. Hence the Christ Cure as a way of giving people the tools and understanding they need of how to incorporate these things into their life.
I think there is a eagle's nest. I don't know that it's small. It's and it's a little ways off of 94, but nonetheless, you may remember that rightly. You certainly described the scene very well. It's out by Glen Olin, North Dakota, is where it is, for folks that are not familiar with the Eagle Nest, North Dakota. That's interesting. What else do you want us to know? We have a couple minutes left here. The book is a fascinating read. I think it's a great reminder of just how important it is to have, a biblical grounding to anything that you're doing, but certainly people that are trying to heal from trauma, tragedy, PTSD, whether it be from the pandemic or anything in their life, to include that. What else do you want us to know?
Well, let me mention a couple of things. One, I have a website, which is drtimmurphy.com. That's drtimmurphy. And on there I have podcasts and updates to the book and blogs, so people could continue to get resources there. You can order the book from there or go to Amazon or bookstores, wherever it is, christianbooks.com. But I want to say this, that in our lives, we should always be building up resilience, our strength, our discipline, our humility, and our goals, and learn resistance in the fight. What are the skills we need about courage and endurance, and how we need a team around us, how we have to be vigilant for problems around us. And in our recovery, it's a matter of choosing hope instead of despair, or healing instead of hurting, understanding that forgiveness is a critical part. But the bottom line, which I talk about in this book, is a matter of faith and trust and grace are all part of it. We can be stronger, and I hope people will take it, read it, and find it as a resource in their lives.
Fascinating work that you've done here with this book, and I hope folks check it out. DrTimRyan.com for more information on the book, The Christ Cure. I'm sorry, Dr. Tim Murphy. DrTimMurphy.com, the book, The Christ Cure, 10 Biblical Ways to Heal from Trauma, Tragedy, and PTSD. Thank you, Dr. Murphy. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. God bless.
Today, switch to Patriot Mobile right now and get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is so easy. Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but they do something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And great discounts, too. Call right now, 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Make the switch today. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily.
Spring into summer with the University of Mary. For over 60 years, we at Mary have been helping young adults like you reach your leadership potential. Whether you're looking to advance your career or start a new one, we're here to support you with flexible, affordable online degree plans. If you enroll by June 30th with the promo code SUMMER, you'll receive a $500 scholarship towards any eligible program. Learn more at online.umary.edu. That's online.umary.edu.
USA News Update. Afghanistan's ruling Taliban has killed an ISIS leader suspected of planning the 2021 suicide bombing at Kabul Airport that left 13 American service members dead and over 170 Afghans killed. Officials did not identify the suspect's name, but said he was a leader of the ISIS Afghanistan chapter known as the Islamic State Khorasan, or ISIS-K. The report indicates he was killed earlier this month. Senators Angus King and Lisa Murkowski will introduce a bipartisan bill today that would require the U.S. Supreme Court to create its own code of conduct within a year. This after Justices Clarence Thomas and Neil Gorsuch failed to properly disclose their financial activities. King said, "It's pitiful that we have to introduce this bill. It's pathetic that the Supreme Court hasn't done this itself." End quote. Lance Pry, USA News.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Up again this morning.
That's Hootie and the Blowfish.
That's Darius Rucker.
You know it,
yeah.
Pouring rain.
Darius Rucker, the former
Hootie.
Lead singer of Hootie,
yeah.
And the Blowfish.
He's Hootie.
He's Hootie. Yeah. That's Hootie. What's a Hootie? Exactly, is a Hootie anyway. I don't know what a Hootie is.
Carolina boys. By the way, Brad Paisley, last break we came back with, he's going to be at WeFest. Kind of excited to watch him play guitar again.
He's still cranking, isn't he?
Oh, man. Yeah. He's an amazing performer, but I'm a guitar player. So, I mean, when you watch Brad Paisley play the guitar, your jaw should drop. It's like watching the Eddie Van Halen of country music. He's probably the best in town, or one of them.
I saw Brad Paisley, Taylor Swift, and Rodney Atkins.
Oh, good lineup.
All three together at the Ralph Engelstad Arena a number of years ago.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a while now, obviously. It was because, Taylor was like the middle act or something.
Yeah.
She might have even been the opener.
I bet she was the opener.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it was Rodney Atkins, and then it was Brad Paisley. It was a good concert. Very good concert. I wouldn't mind seeing Taylor Swift. I don't know if that's going to cause anybody in the audience to want to egg me.
No, I'd love to see her, too. My daughter
wants to go, and I'm like, good luck. Your entire summer wages are going to be necessary to go see her. I just can't. I don't think any concert is worth $500. That just seems ridiculous to me.
Oh, yeah.
Especially
getting
a woke one.
Getting our tickets and getting things and... We've had a few times I've had to buy them, and it's every time I have to buy them, it's like, oh, really? All right. Is what it is.
Yeah, not $500, though. Would you pay $500 to see somebody?
No. I think the most we ever paid was like $100 and a quarter.
Yeah, that I'd do for the right, I don't, especially when they're woke. My daughter can ask me for about anything, and I... usually find a way and melt. It's just kind of the daughter-daddy thing. What do you want, girls? Okay. Dad'll make it happen. But when it's a wokester, then I say, you're paying. And by the way, you'll be paying a lot to see her.
Yeah, she's at the U.S. Bank Stadium, 23rd, 24th of June. I'm just looking at the, let's say you want two tickets. You're going to... The cheap ones that I'm seeing are $770
each. Oh, it's up to $700 now. Yeah, when I checked, it was $570
each. And these are not great seats. These are up back behind the stage in the very upper ring. $856. They go up from there.
You know what that is, ladies and gentlemen? Insanity.
Yeah.
Is what that is.
Let's see what the most expensive ones are. Oh, we're well up into $3,000, $4,000. Oh, yeah.
How did this happen? How did this happen with
her? She's a phenom, man. She's the new thing. Her show is amazing from what I hear. I mean, it's like...
She does. I saw her at the Fargo Dome, and that was a great show.
But, yeah, I mean, she does the costumes, and she does the dancing and the whole thing. And, I mean, the kids love her, Scott. The kids love her. They're going to buy all the tickets.
I totally get it. But how is it now from... I mean, she put on a good show at the Fargo Dome. It was a good show. Really was. And she was apolitical then, so it was, you know, tolerable. And I forget how much the tickets were, but they were under $100. I know that. But how is it that somebody can, you know, all of a sudden now... U.S. Bank Stadium and $750 for the cheapest ticket. What? I mean,
yeah, there's only
explain
so much
that universe to me. I don't get it.
There's only so many seats and so much of her to go around. And she's global. I mean, she's last time at the Dome, she had 12 semis come in. I mean, yeah, she's just.
What does that mean, 12
that
semis?
Hot. Well, you can always gauge the success of an artist by how many semis they roll in with.
Because that's how fancy the show's going to be, basically?
That's how big the show is, yeah.
Bigger production.
So, yeah, she has to sell U.S. Bank Stadium to pay for that kind of production. You know, think Garth. She's the Garth of country now. She's of pop music. She's good luck getting a ticket. She'll sell out every night she opens and every place she opens and does it, anywhere in the world. She's hot. She's a hell of an artist. I mean, we had her. Remember when she was at WeFest and she was trying to blame the sound system for the fact that her voice was changing? It was really bad. I mean, she was singing, her voice was cracking because she started when she was like 13, 14. Her story's amazing. You know, she had a song or a notebook, like three of them full of songs, ready to go, but nobody would sign her because she couldn't sing. And her dad was saying, no, we're going to find somebody that'll work with her and... She wants to sing her own songs. And they finally, like, Big Machine Records was 12th on the list or something. They said, yeah, well, we'll get her in the studio. And they did, and they made a great first album with her because they got her through it. As soon as she went out on tour, it was so bad because her voice was changing. And that's why she transitioned over to pop. But, yeah, her dad, and she was like, nope, she's going to sing her own songs. Because of that, now she has 12 semis.
Yeah.
Quite a story. It really is.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a neat story. I wish all entertainers would just shut up and sing.
Well,
honestly,
yeah, there's that.
I don't want their political views.
I'd love to see her. I wouldn't pay that kind of money to see her, but I'd love to see the show.
They're not qualified to speak on any of these things.
Right, right.
I mean,
AOC. I mean,
yeah.
10 bar and get back to me when you actually have some experience.
Yeah.
And you're
a bartender.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Hey, at Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on Brock Solid Bins right now for more information. Ready? Brock Bins waiting for you at gatewaybuilding.com. Gatewaybuilding.com from Gateway Building Systems. There is a hearing. We asked Senator Hoeven about this. But another Senate hearing where Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm is being grilled. And Joni Ernst, the senator from Iowa, asked her a question about the military. Listen to this, Kev. You're going to like this.
Do you support the military adopting that EV fleet by 2030?
I do, and I think we can get there as well. And I do think that reducing our reliance on the volatility of globally traded fossil fuels, where we know that global events such as the war in Ukraine can jack up prices for people back home, It does not contribute to energy security. I think energy security is achieved when we have homegrown clean energy that is abundant, like you see in Iowa. We think that we can be a leader globally in how we have become energy independent.
Okay, let's listen to this here a second. First of all, Kevin, when is 2030? How far is that away?
My calendar is about 6.5 years.
Okay. So this fantasy...
Mm-hmm.
That the entire United States military global fleet is going to be all EV by 2030 suggests that she maybe is ingesting some illegal substances. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, see what the 10th Mountain Division says about that for their vehicles that live at 30 below. I'm just, you know, how's that work?
Second of all,
charging stations, you carry the generators with you in the desert.
Right.
You run generators on the back of the EV Humvees.
Yeah.
With gas in the generator. I mean, wow. Okay.
These people
in 6.5 years.
Unbelievable.
That's not to mention the rest of us that have to have them in 6.5 years or
she stepped
12
into
years
a,
or whatever.
She stepped into a bit of a trap here on the source of that energy. Listen to
this. You support the military adopting that EV fleet by 2030?
I do, and I think we can get there as well. And I do think that reducing our reliance on the volatility of globally traded fossil fuels.
Globally traded fossil fuels, lessening our reliance. How could we lessen our reliance on global energy? Could we maybe use American energy? And she goes on to say, you know, that's why electrical vehicles are better because you're generating the electricity here, but by the way, with coal. I can't make it up with these people.
Yeah.
The coal they claimed to hate, but. Do you get what she's saying here? Listen.
We know that global events such as the war in Ukraine can jack up prices for people back home.
Right. This is part of the narrative, see, that they have to blame the war in Ukraine and Putin. It's his price hike, see. It's his price hike, so that's why we're relying on that more. But
do you know who Jennifer Granholm is? Have you read about her much?
Former governor of Michigan.
She's a Canadian-American lawyer. Educator, author, political commentator, and politician. And since 2021, of course, the United States Secretary of Energy. Boy, I'm looking through her, she was editor-in-chief of the Harvard Civil Rights, Civil Liberties Law Review. How about that? The more I read about this woman, the more my jaw drops. First of all, I'm trying to figure out anywhere in here, reading on Wikipedia, how she qualifies, much like Buttigieg qualified to be the Secretary of Transportation, how Jennifer Granholm is the Secretary of Energy. I'm not really seeing that in her resume much here, so what am I missing?
Yeah, she could be, well, I was going to say the worst appointment of Joe Biden's administration, but... That's kind of a long list.
Her family immigrated to California when she was 4. She grew up in Anaheim. So going on here, early career. Harvard law grad. She was a clerk. She's a judge. Lawyer, basically. Don't see a lot of energy experience, really. Yeah, I don't see much.
She could be worse, or...
These things really are getting in the way of our ability to get work done. We're literally building bridges, and they're literally banning books.
Ooh, yeah, it's good line there. Republicans are banning books, and I'm building bridges, so,
And then she was the governor of Michigan, so...
Kind of a cutesy line there from Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah, a couple of really winners there.
Back to Jennifer Granholm. Again, I think she's stepping in it here a little bit. When she's talking about lessening our dependence on foreign energy sources. Because there's a way to do that. It's called the Bakken.
Yeah.
It's called American energy dominance, which, by the way, we had just a few short years ago under a fellow by the name of Donald J. Trump. Isn't that interesting?
My point is this whole administration is made up of a bunch of people that, you know, went to school the right place.
Academics.
You know, they say the right thing. They got the statements down. She's one of them. Pete is one of them. They're all in the same, you know, they get their script and they go forward. What does she know about energy? Why isn't a guy like Lynn Helms involved in that, maybe in that department, or anybody that has experience in it?
Novel concept you're throwing out there, Kev.
Crazy talk, I know.
Last chance to weigh in on what's on your mind. Get to a few texts. We haven't had a chance to share with you. 237-1590 for those when we continue on What's On Your Mind.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, green dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Solo maintenance, don't need no champagne, popping entertainment. Take her to Wendy's, can't keep her off. She wanna dip me like them fries in a frosty. But every now and then when I get paid, I gotta spoil my baby with an upgrade. Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that bourbon sure you stay with the Oreo shake. And some whipped cream on the top too.
Did you know that after that song became popular, that entree and the dessert at Applebee's went like crazy?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Yeah. Yeah. Picked it up. Picked up sales big time. So he
did. I love
he
it. Walker Hayes. I love that guy. He's got some good songs.
We're brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Scale Sale, Radio Listener Square, rather, you'll find everything that we have on special right now. Just use the promo code SCOTT to get all the good deals when you go to MyPillow.com. There's also a coffee at MyStore.com. MyStore.com is actually all kinds of U.S.-made products from entrepreneurs all over the country. And Mike has given them a platform to sell their goods because, of course, YouTube, well, what am I trying to say? Amazon, I guess, is, you know, they take a huge percentage and they don't treat entrepreneurs very well. Mike does. And a lot of the stuff at Amazon comes from all over the world, not at MyStore.com. It's all over the USA. So check it out at MyPillow.com, MyStore.com, including, by the way, the coffee at MyStore.com. Promo code SCOTT on both sites or call 800-506-9028. Texters, Tucker should be Trump's next press secretary. There you go. That would be rather interesting, wouldn't it? Yeah. Texter here says Granholm is the second worst governor in Michigan's history, only surpassed by the frighteningly inept Whitmer.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like other Biden cabinet members, she has zero qualifications for her job. Zero.
None. I can't find any other than she's been in office and she's a Harvard grad and a lawyer. Okay.
Texter says something I'd really like to know is how my stepdaughter, who owes a lot of money and spends a lot of money on non-essential items, fun things, buys a $700 Taylor Swift ticket, plus hotel, gas, food, and is all happy and pretty much demanding the government pay her college tuition. Thus, the world is getting bad.
Yeah,
well, that is a bit of a head-scratcher there. Tough decision-making process there is all I'll say to that. But, yeah, you forget that. Not only the ticket for $700, the hotel prices are jacked up in the cities too, Cap. Big time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. That's a big night.
And you got gas and food and everything else to get down there. Yeah. Jennifer is a big investor of oil stock, says another listener. Look that up.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, yeah. She's part of the team, man. She's all polished. She is on their team. She's part of the cabal.
Well, we've heard from Vice President Harris today on the program. We've heard from Pete Buttigieg. We've heard from Jennifer Granholm. Let me suggest we have somebody who is equally a little bit short of common sense from the Biden team. That is the ATF director. Okay?
Okay. Oh, boy. Alcohol,
tobacco, and firearms. Exactly, yes. Right. He's the Biden ATF director, and he's having a little trouble on definitions. Listen.
My question to you is just simply a yes or no. You know what an assault weapon is. You've seen one.
Again, that would be a decision for Congress to make respectfully as to make that definition. There are numerous different legislative bodies that have taken up that question. They have all...
If we laid a weapon on the table, you could pretty much say that falls in the category of an assault weapon.
Respectfully,
I get that.
That is a decision that different legislative bodies have come up with different definitions for. It would be for the legislators to make that determination as to how they would define it, unless they were to delegate that authority to ATF.
Oh, I don't think he's able to answer the question, Kevin. You say you could?
There is no such thing as an assault weapon, man. Next question.
He must know that.
There is no such thing as an assault weapon.
Yeah, I mean...
Anything is a weapon in the hands of an assaulter. Assault is a verb. And then they argue about, well, it can be construed as a noun, you know, it's a thing, it's an object. That's a noun. Person, place, or a thing. Assault is a verb. It's an action. This is so old and it's so outdated and it's such an old script that they talk about with that. Weapons of war. Steak knife can be a weapon of war. I mean, you kidding me? I'm done with hearing about that. What an idiot. And he didn't answer anything.
Well, no, he can't, you know. I wish he would just answer it like you did, to say, well, you know, just let's just break down the English language here a little bit and suggest
Correct.
That, you know... you know, this is one thing.
You know what I would do if I was in front of people of Congress, of those Democrats that ask those stupid questions? I'd bring in the bat from Walking Dead that Negan had. Have you seen Walking Dead? Negan was a bad guy in Walking Dead. He had this black, nasty bat. There was a Louisville Slugger that had the barbed wire wrapped around the end of it. It was all bloody. It was nasty. I'd bring that one in, and then I'd bring my son's Louisville Slugger in from Little League. But say, what makes that an assault bat? Just because it looks nasty and has barbed wire wrapped around it? So that's an assault bat then, right? No, it's not. It's a bat. It's a gun. It's a rifle.
They do a good job on the left of commanding the language and defining what things are. And then we end up on defense. That's the disappointing thing here for sure. All right, fun show today, folks. Thank you. Back at it tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. God bless you, one and all.
MyPillow 2.0 is here. Brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you comfortable throughout the night. Mike Lindell has done it again. Sleep is all about temperature and height. It's not a firm or soft thing. Everyone wants soft, but they need support. The patented adjustable fill is going to give you the exact support you need from the bed to your head, and it's going to stay that way throughout the night. This is where it gets really good. We've all experienced those temperature-related sleep interruptions. You get too hot, you toss and turn, you flip your pillow over. All of that is gone with the MyPillow 2.0 cooling technology. Your MyPillow 2.0 will stay cool all night long. It's truly the best pillow you'll ever own. And right now you buy one and you get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one of the MyPillow 2.0. Just use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or call 800-506-9028.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.